always good to see a few weeks in, and B, you're going to a place that you're familiar with.
I am. I'm excited about first preseason game just to get some live action against somebody else. And I guess for me, very familiar with the New York defense. But it'll be good just to get out there, run some plays, again, see somebody else rather than our own defense. It'll be good to see some old teammates. Yeah, I got some good buddies I made when I was in New York, so be good to see them.
Do you think it's a little, does it make it harder or easier to go and play a team that you're so familiar with in that first game in a new uniform?
Truthfully, I haven't really thought about it. I think it'll be good to see him, but at the same time, you know, this is business. This is what we do. This is our job. So we go out there and just work and compete. And, you know, maybe the good thing for me is I kind of know their tendencies a little bit or how they play. They may know how I play. So there'll be some good battles when we're out there, and just looking forward to getting those reps in.
Do we look more forward to you going back to your former employer than you do?
100%, 100%. Especially if it's preseason, game one. I'm not too, I guess, overly excited or overly anxious. And again, I said it'll be good to see some old teammates, some old coaches. You know, I had some good times up there. But again, this is business. This is my job, and looking forward to getting reps with Marcus and playing against someone else rather than ourselves.
Is it different? Being in a different uniform with a different team, does that change the first game, or is it all just football every year?
It's kind of all football every year. You know, preseason games are, now when you get old enough, they're kind of like warm-up games. You know, you don't get overly amped up or, you know, I guess excited, because you know you got to get your work in and keep your body healthy and really prep for, week one when things really –
really matter. You've been through this before, but will it be a little bit different going into the stadium, putting on, playing for another team, staying on the opposite sideline?
Well, I haven't been to their guest locker room, so it'll be good to see that. I know the stadium well. Like I said, just excited to see some of the guys, you know, that are still up there that are good buddies. Other than that, just a work trip for me.
A lot of focus on yourself and Corey and Taewon, but watching practice, looks like 18 just keeps humming along out there every day.
Rashard is—he's a great football player, you know, and he hasn't got talked about enough. Just he's a good route runner. He's fast. He does everything right, you know, and he's going to be a big weapon for us this year. And I think that's something that I'm excited about, is that we have weapons across the board in all the skill position rooms. So. You know, we have an opportunity to be good.
Do you work together, or do you, like, you guys know what you're doing? You're both good. You just do your thing, man.
No, we definitely, you know, in the whole receiver room, we work together, bounce ideas off each other, and just help each other out, you know, and we compete. You know, I think the big thing, too, is when you have greater competition, it brings the best out of you. And we got some talent in that receiver room, and we're all pushing each other to be better.
Coach Malarkey said outside that in the dog days of camp, sometimes teams waver a little bit with their focus and their concentration and practice, but this team's unique and it really hasn't. As a guy who's been around a little bit, do you sense that, and why is it that?
Yeah, I definitely have. You know, especially coming off an off day, or like he said, when you get into week two, you're like, all right, let's get ready for the game finally. I want to play someone else. You can see guys kind of waver or just get mentally fatigued, but I think this team, it just talks about the culture and talks about, you know, the leadership on this team of being consistent day in, day out. You know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse, and this team, our mentality is keep getting better, keep pushing each other, and we got to put the work in. You know, he takes care of us off the field, but when it's time to work, we work, and it's something exciting.
Where does that culture and leadership stem from? Where does it start?
Well, it starts with, you know, the guys that John Robinson gets in the locker room. It starts with Coach Malarkey and what he demands out of his players. And then it falls to the leaders in this locker room of demanding it from themselves and from the guys, you know, in their collective room, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. And just, you know, keeping each other accountable. I think everyone has a responsibility of that. And we've done a good job. You know, everyone checks their egos at the door. We work. We all get along and we have fun doing it.
You adapted to Thanksgiving quicker than you thought as far as on the field, in the locker room, and knowing the guys. What's that process been like?
I definitely have. You know, I was, you know, one of the greatest things when I came in here day one, just felt very comfortable, felt accepted, and just felt like one of the guys, you know. And it made the process easier, made it, you know, faster for me to get comfortable. And I appreciate that about the guys that are in the locker room and the coaching staff and just the culture here. So definitely enjoyed my time.